Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. All or nothing. How should we approach trying to reopen some of these Asian markets to U.S. beef? Back on that in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, here's an idea that can improve your pastures. Check out Wrangler Seeded Bermuda Grass. It's a tremendous high-quality forage well-suited for the tough growing conditions we find here in Oklahoma. Wrangler Seedbed Bermuda Grass has been developed by Johnston Seed Company using breeding lines from Oklahoma State University. Wrangler is the only seeded Bermuda grass that NRCS will cost share. Call Johnston at 1-800-375-4613 and they'll tell you more about Wrangler Seeded Bermuda Grass. Make it your choice for high-quality forage.
Who can you count on, especially during these uncertain times? Chances are, it's people you know and trust. Oklahomans have known and trusted American Farmers and Ranchers Mutual Insurance for more than a century, and we're still offering the best insurance value for your dollar. For all your home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance needs, call your local American Farmers and Ranchers agent today. There's one near you.
There was some interesting debate offered up by delegates at this year's American Farm Bureau annual convention in Seattle. The debate was over whether we should go for all or nothing in reopening markets to U.S. beef in the aftermath of BSE way back in 2003. The Bush administration's position was always all or nothing. The U.S. Meat Export Federation says that's not reality when you're dealing with the Asian markets that we've been struggling with for several years, especially the Japanese and to some extent the Taiwanese and now the Koreans as well. A resolution that came up on the floor of the Farm Bureau delegation policy session stated to aid meat industry trade associations in their efforts to restore full market access for U.S. meat exports, the AFBF Board of Directors should urge all relevant offices of the federal government, chiefly USDA and the U.S. Trade Representative, to consider intermediate steps to complete access. Arkansas delegate and beef producer Tom Jones came out in favor of this particular resolution.
As we all know that we do believe in science, and we believe that's the reason for us to base our decisions on trade, but we believe that it would be beneficial for us to move in a direction that would give some access that currently is not there. We certainly agree that complete access is the ultimate goal, but right now a protocol moving even one country up 10 months in age of cattle would mean a significant amount of revenue to cattle producers across this country. And that would not prevent us from moving on towards full access, certainly, and the trigger to move to a greater access would be science-based.
However, one delegate, David Winkles from South Carolina, said all or nothing's a better route to go.
The individual mentioned science-based, and I hate to mention it, but it's kind of like being a little bit pregnant. I don't believe you can be a little bit pregnant. It's either all the way or not. We've always based our policies relative to trade based on biotechnology, based on the SPS agreement, on sound science. I think it'd be a horrible compromise of our principles to say let's relax these, but let's not. So I would urge you to vote against this proposal. Thank you.
At the end of this debate, Farm Bureau delegates went on record against the idea of one step at a time when it comes to trade negotiations, trying to open up markets to U.S. beef. Instead, they say all or nothing is their preferred approach, the recommendation failing on a 176-181 vote. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.